The SOH Network presents AsiaCast, keeping you across the top headlines from the Asia Pacific.
For the SOH News Roundup, week ending Friday, June 10th, I'm Rich Crankshaw with AsiaCast. In this bulletin, Beijing again denies cyber attacks, Chinese regime worried by People's Congress independent candidates, Tiananmen Square massacre animation unlikely online hit, and Hong Kong a refuge for Chinese artists. But first, our SOH focus on China. According to what experts told CNET and its affiliate ZDNet Asia, the cyber attacks in May on three U.S. defense contractors was carried out by what seems to be the Chinese regime. The attacks on Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and L3 Communications were precise and complex. Lockheed Martin is the world's largest aerospace company and the Pentagon's number one arms and IT supplier. Lockheed took immediate action to protect its systems and said no data was compromised. Recently, Google's Gmail accounts of senior U.S. officials, Chinese activists, and journalists were also hacked. Google says it has reason to believe the attack originated from China. The Chinese regime dismisses involvement in these cyber hacking activities. A wave of internet-based self-nominations in local Chinese elections have made the Communist Party nervous. Editorials in the official press have been issued to throw cold water on aspirants, and when that hasn't worked, the authorities have simply arrested them. The candidates are seeking low-level and relatively unimportant positions in the Chinese regime's obscure system of representation called the People's Congress. Hong Kong-based Open Magazine told VOA, although independent candidates have very limited influence on democratic reform, what they are doing is significant for China's culture. The Epoch Times website details some of the candidates. An acid spill in eastern China recently cut off drinking water for more than 500,000 people. It happened after a truck with 20 tons of carbolic acid overturned. Rain washed the chemical into the Xinan River, 90 miles southwest of Hangzhou City. Chinese authorities say an emergency worker died and water plants had to be shut down. As of Monday, June 6, the acid concentration remained more than 900 times the safe drinking water limit. SOH takes a look across the wider Asia-Pacific region. An animation depicting the Tiananmen Square massacre has become an online hit in Hong Kong. It was released ahead of the 22nd anniversary of the event, which is known as the June 4th incident in Chinese. Hong Kong cartoonist Ronnie Chow says he made the clip to remind people of what the students at that time were fighting for, rather than just the massacre itself. Chow said the post-80s and 90s generation was beginning to forget June 4th and were no longer clear about what it was about. Hong Kong and the internet have become a refuge for the suppressed Chinese art community. While the renowned Chinese artist Ai Weiwei is still in detention for alleged tax evasion, his supporters continue to rally for him in Hong Kong. An exhibit titled Love the Future is showing work of Hong Kong and Chinese artists and poets. They are calling for freedom of expression in China. The phrase Love the Future, or Ai Weilai, in Chinese is being used as a code name for Ai Weiwei by his supporters since he was detained in April. Visual artist Casey Wong curated this latest exhibit. It includes works of more than 50 artists, including Ai Weiwei's. Wong said, artists have the right to free thought, adding no regime should change the voices of artists. The Love the Future exhibit will continue until June 26th. Coming up on AsiaCast, Japan releases new nuclear disaster evaluation, Australian consumers send clear message on beef exports, and Taiwan's wildlife conservation success. First, SOH Network's Shenyun quote of the day. Bill Gertine and family saw a recent Shenyun performance at the Chicago Civic Opera House.
It's extraordinary. It is precision. It is grace. It is. It leaves you wondering what's next. It is an extraordinary blend of heritage and vibrancy, and the energy and enthusiasm with which each of these performers brings it out is exceptional. It's just a joy to be a part of. The vibrancy of color that pops out, and the staging, the features of the backdrop that fly in and out, and you're not quite sure what's coming next, is a terrific innovation. It's fun. It leaves you wondering, what are they going to do with the screen? How is it going to be next? And the blending of the stage costumes, which are just extraordinarily vivid, combined with the background, it's just great fun to be a part of. It just immerses your senses. I would absolutely recommend that this is not something that my friends would choose as their first choice for entertainment. But now, having been here and having seen it, I think it would be something that would stick with them literally in a lifetime. And you can't say that about just any show or any sort of performance. This is something that would stick with you literally for the rest of your life.
Immerse yourself in an experience like no other. Classical Chinese dance, music, and more, brought to life by dozens of performers in one exhilarating show. The SOH Network is a proud sponsor of Shenyun Performing Arts. For tickets and information, visit shenyunperformingarts.org.
You are listening to AsiaCast from the SOH Network.
Back with the rest of today's AsiaCast, I'm Rich Crankshaw. Japan's Nuclear Emergency Response Headquarters said Monday, June 6th, three reactors at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant experienced full meltdown in the wake of the March earthquake and tsunami. The new evaluation went further than previous statements in describing the extent of the damage caused by the March 11th earthquake and tsunami. The plant's owner previously released two possible scenarios for what happened to the three reactors operating when the disaster struck. One scenario included the possibility that a complete meltdown only occurred in a single reactor. In related news, Greenpeace urged Japan Thursday, June 9th, to evacuate children and pregnant women from a town about 60 kilometers away from the Fukushima nuclear plant because of high radiation. Burma recently announced receiving record levels of foreign investments over the last year, some $20 billion. The figure is 20% more than Burma received in the previous two decades combined, and is a huge jump from the $300 million it received in 2010. Investments from China and Hong Kong amounted to over $15 billion, with the next biggest investment just under $3 billion coming from Thailand. Burma has for years been under sanctions over its human rights records. And while the figures suggest last year's election may succeed in opening the economy of the country, opposition groups and Western nations have condemned the election as a sham. Wednesday, June 8th, police in Bangladesh arrested a burglar who gave much of his ill-gotten gains to good causes. According to police, the man gave thousands of dollars from crimes spanning two decades to orphanages and mosques without them knowing where the cash originated. Officials say the burglar and jewel thief had major connections in the criminal underworld. Police added he was probably the most efficient burglar in the country, conducting well-planned heists without violence. Australian consumers are shunning beef after the country's national broadcaster aired an investigation into animal cruelty in Indonesia abattoirs. Butchers reported a 10 to 15% fall in beef sales after the program featured graphic footage of animals being slashed and whipped was broadcast on the beginning of June. The Australian government responded by suspending live animal exports to the abattoirs shown in the program. Now, calls are growing for a blanket ban on exports to Indonesia. Animal welfare groups are planning a national day of action. On a lighter note, zoos in Taiwan and Singapore have agreed to an exchange of animals, including some rare and endangered species. 10 rare tortoises arrived in Singapore Zoo from Taiwan Friday, May 27th. Taipei Zoo sent Singapore 4 elongated tortoises, 4 red-footed tortoises, and 2 yellow-footed tortoises. In return, Taipei Zoo will be getting 3 rhino iguanas, an endangered species of lizard, as well as 3 Burmese mountain tortoises from Singapore. Taipei Zoo said the exchange was part of a conservation and reproduction program. In other conservation news, Taiwan's Kenting National Park said Tuesday, June 7th, a white-breasted sea eagle had been spotted for the first time on Taiwan proper. Previously, it has only been spotted in Taiwan once in 1988 on an outlying island. Park officials said the discovery of the bird adds to Taiwan's biodiversity and indicates that their environmental protection efforts have yielded results. Rich Crankshaw, SOH Network.
AsiaCast, keeping you across the top headlines from the Asia Pacific.